to Fiona Kelly for another look at what it says in your morning papers.
The Irish construction sector's lack of productivity. The case of a woman who drew down her late father-in-law's pension for 28 and a half years, and how book sales are being boosted by screen adaptations. Those are some of the stories you'll find inside today's papers. The Irish Times and Irish Independent both lead with that new report from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Both papers focus on the finding that we're going to need almost 80,000 more construction workers to improve housing and infrastructure. We're told, however, that if productivity could be improved, the number of extra workers needed could be slashed to 20,000, since productivity levels of Irish construction workers was found to be 30% lower than in many European countries. The government's plan to build a new housing centre for 1,000 asylum seekers in Athlone generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail. The paper reports that local councillors opposed to the centre met with a representative from the Department of Integration last night, but that work on providing tented accommodation at the centre is due to start within weeks. The plan is for modular housing to be built there at a later date. Climate change may cause lower life expectancy. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner. The story is based around a new report compiled by academic researchers, including University of Galway professor Karen Morrissey, who identifies food insecurity and the prospect of malnutrition as a major challenge for Irish people. The Irish Sun leads with the line that in recent days, Gardaí investigating the murder of Sophie Toscan du Plantier seized an unedited interview, which the paper did with Ian Bailey in a podcast in March 2023. Another podcast receives coverage on the front of today's Irish Daily Mail and Irish Sun. In an interview on a podcast series in America, former Love Island contestant Maura Higgins from Ballymahon in County Longford reveals how she had dark thoughts and struggled with overnight fame after the show. The Irish News leads with President Michael D. Higgins' description of Israel's vote to ban UNRWA from its territory as a horror of history. Elsewhere this morning, a number of today's papers give coverage to the case of Margaret Bergen from Mount Rath in County Laois, who's pleaded guilty to theft and larceny charges. The 73-year-old admits that she drew down more than €270,000 from her father-in-law's pension for 28 and a half years after his death in 1993. Her offending only came to light when an amateur gerontologist began to make inquiries about a 110-year-old man who he'd heard about who was living in Mount Rath. The Independent gives coverage to the death of social media celebrity, snake handler and conservationist Graham Dingleman from South Africa, who died after he was bitten by a venomous snake. The sale of 829 hair clippings from famous racehorses, which is expected to fetch up to €60,000, receives coverage in today's Star. The lot, which includes clippings from Irish horses Shergar, Arkell and Red Rum, and was collected by equine enthusiast Ray Goddard from 1948 until just before his death in 2003, is to be sold next month at Newmarket at an auction for horse racing memorabilia. And finally, with pictures from last night's premiere of Small Things Like These carried in all of today's papers, The Independent has a piece on how film versions of literary works helps to boost book sales. Gillie Cooper's Rivals is one example, with her agent telling Sarah O'Mahony that physical sales of her books are up 3,000% on last year. Louisa Earls from Books Upstairs in Dublin says that she always keeps an eye on upcoming screen adaptations so that she can have extra copies of the book they're based on available in the shop. She describes how sales of Sally Rooney's Normal People went stratospheric after the TV series. And Graham Kavanagh, children's bookseller with Dubray Books, also cites seasonality as another factor which helps to sell books. He says that Bram Stoker's Dracula is in big demand at the moment.